Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm in conversation with a very accomplished entrepreneur from Gurgaon, India, Mr. Amit Gupta. Amit, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Amit is the co-founder and CEO of Native Roots. He's also the co-founder and chief operating officer of Foodshala Foundation. So Amit, today let's talk about Native Roots. Tell me about this venture.
So we started this venture last year in the month of April. And then obviously we were hit by COVID, and then the actual operation started in the month of August. Mm-hmm. And idea was to bring millet-based healthier alternative of our regular food. Mm-hmm. So why we are talking of regular food here? So if you see, if you go in a market and look in any departmental store, all your regular food stuff is mostly adulterated with refined flour or refined oil or refined sugar. Mm. And there are very few trusted brands which you can look forward when it comes to choosing healthy food.
Right.
It's genuinely healthy and good for you. Mm. And like, I am an athlete. My wife, she's also an athlete, and we are into fitness. Mm. And we always been keep looking for such healthier food options. And this used to really surprise us that India is such a big market, and there are so much diversity in terms of food grain. But when it comes to eating, we are still stuck to maybe wheat and rice. And there's so much of nutrition which is lying hidden in our our roots. Mm. And it's time like somebody should do something about it. And we thought, let's start a very clean brand called Native Roots, where let's work on the native ingredients and bring tasty, convenient, healthy alternatives, which people can safely consume. They can choose for their family member. Mm. And yeah, to create that brand, we basically started Native Roots.
Very interesting. And, you know, before I go further, you said you focused more on millet.
Yes.
And have you looked at other grains also?
So right now we're focusing on millets.
What is millet in Hindi?
So they are mota anaj. Okay. And traditionally, if you see in India, people used to have these mota anaj in their diet. But after Green Revolution, the wheat becomes so so popular that over time, people have forgotten about these your coarse grains. And it become more of a poor man diet.
Okay.
If you look at the nutrition profile of these coarse grains, they are high in your micronutrients like your vitamins, minerals. And if you see in India, there are a lot of problems when it comes to nutrition security. People are having problem of iron deficiency. People are having a problem of calcium, vitamin D, and there's so many minerals and vitamins which is lacking in a diet. And the lifestyle diseases, they have become so prevalent in our society. All the diabetes, hypertension. So this is, and earlier they were not used to be part of our life. So a part of has been our change in lifestyle. We have become more sedentary. Our lifestyle has become more sedentary. But our diet has been restricted to limited grains, and that too, our refined grains have taken a large portion of our plate.
Correct.
So, and because of which all these problems are happening. And now slowly the people are realizing the importance of their native roots, their traditional native grains. And slowly now they are trying to bring it into their plate. So like me and my wife Radhika, we also started consuming millet in our diet. But what we realized that over a time, we got very limited options to consume them. Either you can add them in a flour, or you can make upma or dalia. But then the modern consumer, for them to change their behavior, they need a food option so that they can easily incorporate millets in their diet, a convenient food options.
Okay.
And also people don't want to compromise on that taste. So if you push something which is not tasty but healthy, then also you will face lots of resistance. So our idea is to basically bring millets in a more of contemporary way to our use.
Wonderful. So Amit, tell me, you know, since we're talking about native roots, tell me about the kind of products that you have already developed, and what are some of the products in your pipeline?
So as I told you, the idea is to bring healthier alternatives of regular food.
Correct.
The first product which we started last year was batter. So currently, if you see in North India, you won't find a batter which is rice-free, wet batter, basically, which is rice-free and made of millet. So we thought of why not introduce this batter, because it is high in fiber because of the millet's property. Again, it's high in calcium, iron, even the protein profile is very good. So we introduced this jowar and ragi dosa idli batter. And a lot of consumers, when we reach out to them about this product, they got really excited because they never heard of wet batter, which is made using jowar and ragi. And they can, because see, using this batter, you can easily make your idlis, dosas, uttapam. And nowadays, if you see in North India also, it's not that people are eating just parathas. Because I think there has been this notion that North Indians only eat paratha. But if you see the, even in the North India, even people who are health conscious, they are having at least idlis once a week in their diet, or they're having dosas or uttapams. So they are also looking at diversity in their breakfast.
Correct.
So this product really picked up a lot, and a lot of consumers, they really thanked us. Okay, because they found a way to include millets in their diet. And since it is rice-free batter, so if anyone in a family have a diabetic patient, they can also safely consume this batter.
Okay.
So that was our first product which we launched. And somewhere in the month of October, around Diwali, we introduced ragi nuts and seeds laddus. Again, these laddus are very different from your regular laddus because it is a healthy snack. Because we have taken care of the point that it should be a healthy snacking.
Right.
So like we made them using ragi, cow ghee, jaggery, your almonds, your fox nut, makhana, melon seeds, coconut, gone. So all the good ingredients we are putting in these laddus. So that it's very, all the ingredients are of high quality to ensure that the product is safe to consume. It is healthy and you can eat them guilt-free.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
We recently launched our muesli. Again, it's oats and millets choco muesli. Again, the muesli which we have made is free from your sugar. We are using jaggery and honey. And again, we are putting your cold pressed coconut oil, because a lot of products in the market, you see, they put palm oil or refined oil. There are no preservative chemicals in our product. There are other products in the pipeline, like we're introducing a munching snack, a opium snack, which you can, which take care of your proteins and your micronutrients, and which you can consume every day. And then we are also working on a cookies, a healthy cookie.
Very interesting. So Amit, you've told me about some fascinating products that you have already got and you are also planning to introduce. First, tell me, where are these products available?
So, like, for example, our batter, it is available at Food Hall in Delhi NCR. And right now, it's our distribution is locally. It's in Delhi NCR. And now we're slowly working on the scaling it up. And soon, our product will be available on your Swiggy, Instamart, Blinkit, and Amazon Fresh. So those discussions are there. And hopefully, in a month time, these products will be available on these online e-grocery platforms. Other than that, we have our online store on DotPay. So consumers can place order from there. We also get a lot of orders on WhatsApp and through our social media handles. And
what is your website where people can order?
Native Roots. Yeah, it's on the DotPay. So we don't have a we have an online store right now. So that we are working on the website. So in the next 4 to 5 months, that website will be ready.
Fair enough. My next question to you is that, you know, for someone who is launching such amazing products, where are you sourcing your ingredients from? And do you have any challenges in your supply chain?
So, yes, so basically millets, if you see most of the millets, they are grown in the southern India. So like we are sourcing all our millets right now from the Anandpur. It is in Andhra Pradesh. And all the millets which we are sourcing, we are making sure they are of good quality. They are all organic. So yeah, if you are working on the millets, especially, and if you are working in the North India, then the sourcing has become a bit challenge because in the northern belt you mostly find the jowar and bajra, but other like ragi especially is not grown here. I mean, if it is grown, then maybe then a smaller quantity. But the major all the production, all the farmers are there in the south side.
The other question that I have is that, you know, you're going in with a lot of finished products, and you were just telling me about you're launching cookies and a whole lot of other products. Where are you getting your recipes from?
So that's an interesting question. See, I am I'm a very passionate cook.
Okay.
If you look at my background, I'm very far away from this industry, because I did my engineering and then I was working as an IT professional, and then I was working with Teach for India in the education sector. Then I did my MBA from XLRI, and then again I was with an IIT. So if you see my background, nowhere I am close to the food industry, but somehow I've always been a chef from inside, and I always keep working with the recipes at home. So yeah, all the recipes are my creations.
Fantastic. How interesting. And I guess what you told me in the beginning also, you know, you must be trying out all your recipes, but you're an athlete.
Yeah. So
therefore, you must be wearing out all everything that you're eating also, because you're looking very thin and fit right now. So my next question to you, Amit, is that as you are digging deep into the traditional Indian knowledge of nutrition and food, and Indians are beginning to find the value, there is a lot of realization of these kind of things happening all over the world.
Yes.
Why do you think this is happening, and how are you differentiating native roots?
See, I think now people are realizing that the nutrition that they can meet their nutrition requirement by eating right food. And that's why there's a lot of concept of farm to connect, and people are getting back to their native food styles, basically food habits. And because even if you go in the Western world, I think there has been the culture of eating junk food has become quite prevalent, and they have seen consequence of that. And during the COVID also, like, people have realized this fact that in India, still the people were doing better compared to the Western world, just because we are eating right, balanced meal. We have those ingredients in our diet which make sure of the immunity is good. So I think this realization is happening all over the world globally, and now globally there is an increased demand of millets. And other than this, that the new phenomena called gluten-free. People are understanding the fact that the gluten diet has a lot of problem and has other issues. And that's why people are looking for gluten-free options. So millets are naturally gluten-free. So that's another reason why there is a spike in demand for these traditional grains all over the world.
Very interesting. And millets are also diabetic friendly, isn't it?
Yeah, they are diabetic friendly. They are low GI, low glycemic index. They are high in fiber. So they slowly release sugar in your body, and they are full of nutrition.
I see. Very interesting. And do you see a lot of the Indian ingredients and Indian recipes getting adopted or adapted all over the world?
Yeah, people are following Indian roots, whether it's Ayurveda, yoga, now it's Indian food. I think people are slowly realizing that India has a treasure of all these good things, which is required for the overall well-being. So like ragi malt and ragi, people are now using ragi in different form. Like even the South Indian food has become quite popular in US. I think the recipes are moving all globally.
Very interesting. The other question is, Amit, how important is packaging for food products, especially for the traditional food products that are coming out now from India? And what are you doing about it?
See, packaging is very important, because because people usually judge product by the way it looks. Because if you are in a supermarket and on the shelf you are glancing your eyes, obviously the packaging is something which catch hold your attention. So it has to be very attractive. Other than that, now the modern consumer also looks behind the story of behind the brand. Like, what is there any purpose behind the brand? So if you can highlight that in your packaging, I think that also holds customer attention. Another point is eco-friendly, which is at time become challenge in the food industry because of the shelf life issues. But if you can ensure that your packaging is at least recyclable or it is friendly to environment to the maximum the way you can do it. I think that really holds customer attention, and customer value these things. And other important aspect is that packaging should be convenient to use for the consumer. You should not, because you have to think from the point of view of the consumer also.
Correct. One more question. Sorry, go ahead.
So yeah, as I was saying, how we are making sure of it. So obviously we invest a lot of time in making sure that our story reflects properly from our packaging. We are able to highlight the nutritional benefit of the product. It should look good in terms of appeal, its overall appeal. So those are things we actually make sure while designing our packaging.
Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And one more question relating to native roots before I move further. There is a lot of focus on technology in the food industry.
Yes.
I would love to get your perspective on how is technology helping or changing native roots?
See, technology helping us on the two front. First, obviously, on the sourcing front. If you see earlier, there was a limited technology available for processing millet. And people used to just grind and eat as a flour. But nowadays, there's a lot of technology available. Now you can process millets to get your flakes, your puffs. You can even make your bakery products. You can make namkeen. So many things you can do with the help of technology. And I think it's helping us to basically bring millets in a modern way to our consumer. And on the marketing front also, technology is helping a lot, because nowadays there's this concept of direct to consumer model, because if you reach out to retail outlets, they take a lot of margins. And if you give that part of that margin, if you give to your customer, then they will be more happy getting discounts. So I think there's a lot of technology available. They're online, like for example, our store is there on .pay. And making a website it's a capital intensive work. You have to even maintain the website. So for a startup like us, directly jumping into website is not a good option. So we started with .pay, our store on .pay. So there are similar platform where you can just start, put your online store, and you can directly sell to a consumer. So this is how technology helping us. Even like WhatsApp business features, they help us in marketing our product to our customers, sending easily catalog to our customers. So yeah, and even the social media, there's so much of thing you can do. You can directly interact with your customer or with the help of technology. So yeah,
very interesting. So I've got one more question that I've got to ask you before I come to Foodshala, is that as a startup that started in the pandemic and has now become fairly well recognized, what have been some of your challenges and some of your learnings?
So initially, like whenever you start anything, I think the first trust building, I think, is one of the challenge, because you are new in the market. Why a customer will trust you? So building that trust and making sure that you deliver on that trust, you be consistent, because your first customer is very important.
Correct.
If they spread good word, then you don't have to spend a lot in marketing. They only help in building your business. So I think that was the initial challenge for us also, because we were new in the market. People used to say, oh, they have big brands available and they already the batter is there. Why you want to do millet batter? And people don't. And other problem we face that people used to say, okay, in North India, people anyways consume very less South Indian food. And now you're introducing millet thing. Your demand will not be that high. But I think we're slowly developing this category right now, because people are looking for millet-based options. So people who are not used to have the South Indian food or maybe making dosas, now they are sourcing millet batter from us and they are making these products at their home. So that's one thing. Other thing which I feel as challenge as a startup is reaching out to people and getting your work done. So because obviously if you have a strong network, then the turnaround time of getting conversion is fast. Like for example, listing a product on any online platforms, like suppose Amazon or Swiggy. So when you are starting up, they don't take you so seriously unless you have some traction or you have some people with high network sitting in your board or who are mentoring you. So that is a challenge for you, like getting those conversion, reducing the turnaround time.
I agree with you. Completely agree. And these are unique challenges that every startup entrepreneur faces. Yeah.
And fund is obviously the challenges, because we are like bootstrapped right now. And putting your own money and making sure that you are profitable also, and you are spending that money wisely, you are not burning your money. I think managing that.
Absolutely. No, that's a very good, very, very good point. So, Amit, I've got time for maybe a few questions on Food Shala Foundation. You're also the co-founder and chief operating officer of Food Shala Foundation. Tell me about the work you do and what are your objectives?
So, see, Food Shala Foundation, we started with a vision to spread awareness of healthy eating in the low-income community. Because we cannot just take it for granted that, okay, the low-income community, their challenges are just basic food. And so no need to focus on nutrition. And because if you see, still most, majorly India lies in the rural India. And and if you're high income segment, it's very small, constitute a very small portion of this country. And for India to grow, it's very important. Our mass population should also grow. And nutrition is a very important aspect. So we thought of why not spread awareness on nutrition in this community. And you don't have to buy expensive stuff to make sure that you meet your nutrition requirement. You can have a balanced meal at with your local available ingredients also. Just you need to understand, okay, from what nutrition you get from what ingredient, how you should include it in their diet. Other than the other thing, what we observed that there's a lot of junk food culture is getting prevalent in this societies. The people are eating junk food, which is not cooked in a hygienic way. And that's why they are having a lot of problems. A lot of diseases are prevalent in this society. So we thought of why not tell them about these things, tell them about their nutrition requirement, spread awareness on how they can include basic nutrition in their diet, how they can do healthy cooking at their home using the local ingredients. They don't have to buy anything fancy to do that. So we do a lot of awareness activity. We primarily work with schools, affordable private schools, and we take sessions for kids. We have an awareness program, four to 5 weeks of awareness program, where we conduct these sessions. We conduct healthy cooking sessions. And it's very fun-filled sessions where it's all interactive. We give them challenges to the kids. And we give them a lot of activities. So in a very fun way, they learn about the nutrition and healthy cooking.
Wonderful. So when you go to all these places with your children, does the engineer Amit Gupta wear a chef's cap?
Yeah. And I love to keep this hat always.
Wonderful. How nice. Yeah. Amit, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about native roots, about millet, about all the advantages that millet has as a grain that we can all switch to. I'm certainly going to reach out to .pay, nativeroots.pay, and place some orders for myself. And thank you for talking to me about Food Shala Foundation and all the amazing work you're doing for children to eat healthy. Thank you again and good luck.
And thank you. It was a privilege to be here to speaking with you. And
thank you.
Thankful to you for sharing, for letting people know about our story.
Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. Platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.